the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Rochester, Minnesota's balladeer Stephen J. Schmidt. He makes his home down there in the Mayo Clinic area, where he's general manager of the City of Rochester Music Department and Riverside Concerts. Of course, that's probably a few years old, that information. Maybe he's been lucky enough to retire. Steve and his wife Elizabeth are the principals at West Channel Records and West Channel Music Publishing. Welcome everyone to another live episode of Minnesota Homebrew from the studios of KSRQ here in Thief River Falls. We tag ourselves Pioneer 90.1 because Northland College, at where we are located, sports names are the Pioneers, so that's great. And the halls are empty. So many places empty. Got lots of things to talk about tonight. Got some beer news. That was a little kind of milder start to the show that we're used to, but that is because I think tonight is a little more laid back. We call this show I Only Have Eyes for You, and last month we did a show called The Eyes Have It, where every song had the word I in it, E-Y-E. Well, tonight every song has the word I, spelled I, in it, and we hope you're going to stick around for the full hour as we talk about anything that comes to our mind here on Homebrew. Up next, Edie Ray, one of 12 children, hailing from Spread Eagle, Wisconsin. Now, I don't know where that is, and I grew up in Wisconsin. Over the years, she's sung in cover bands, performing everything from bluegrass and blues to rock and soul. And dubbed the Hennepin County Harmonist, she can be heard live and on record with different groups such as Lolo's Ghost, Dave Ray and the Governors, Sons of Gloria, and Earthquakes and Heartaches, just to name a few. Here's Edie Ray, and she often plays with the Blaze Kings. Songs titled I Really Like You.
Sway of your lips, the swing of your hips, where your tender, tender, tender fingertips, hiding for the taste of you, every thought of you, oh my God, of you, the fervor and flame of you, oh, taste, thought, God wrought, here now, there gone, only me, oh, only you, I really, 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 really like you, I'd eat bees for you.
I like you, Edie Ray. Spread Eagle, Wisconsin. I know. Spread Eagle. I looked it up, couldn't find it. So maybe it's a fictional town. I don't know. I did grow up close to Ubet, Wisconsin. U-B-E-T. The town that's so small that the local streetwalker has to use a treadmill. No snare drum when you need it. Well, up next,
Their new album, Sugar Drops, was released on Red House Records, and her story is one of talent, hard work, and perseverance. She was an addict who kicked her habit on the streets, put together her own band, and over the last decade has built a following here and abroad, performing at such prestigious gigs as the London Jazz Fest, Montreal Jazz Fest, Edinburgh Fringe Fest, and many others. Originally from Pennsylvania, she and her band have now made the Twin Cities their home base for years now, and we're glad of it. Here's Divina, or Divina and the Vagabonds, with I Can't Believe I Let You Go. Well, that was an abrupt end to things. Divina and the Vagabonds. Not a nice sound here on Minnesota Homebrew. And what news do we have? Oh, Ruby J. Puppy Dog got her haircut, her first haircut today. She left Thief River Falls early this morning, a bundle of fur, and came back looking like a real live Scotty dog. And the lady spent 3 hours down in Bemidji at, let's put in a free plug here for her, Canine Divine in Bemidji, Minnesota. Did a beautiful job, very affordable. Here we thought we were going to have to go to the Twin Cities to get our Scotty cut because not all groomers will touch a Scotty. A lot of work around the face and Scotties can be a little persnickety, but Ruby was wonderful and so happy to hear that. My, oh my, she's a good dog, but she barks too much. We got to work on that now. Well, this next gentleman in the queue is named Craig Paquette. He often performs with a group called the Thunderheads. He's a guitarist, singer, songwriter, as well as a founding and current member of the Minnesota-based band Thunderheads. And his debut solo album, Won't Last Forever, was recorded at Sparta Sound Studio with an all-star cast of musicians. And we are going to do a song here that has I in the title. I'm so clever, aren't I? Try to have a theme every week, but not always. Sometimes we just do a sort of a hodgepodge of songs that are just plain cool or a whole bunch of new artists. Send your music in because our motto is you send it, we play it. And inquire at minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com. Here's Craig Paquette with Wish I Tried.
While you were still around, I wished I'd asked you. You never answer questions, but I wish I tried. So many pieces never put together. You kept it deep inside you and you never let it go. Oh, it hurts you so. When people talk like you're not there, it stays in your soul. When people talk and you're young, it stays in your soul. Pictures, poems, a dog named Tim. Your mother never spoke of him. Letters and when he was gone was the only dad you know. So many reasons you never got together, but you signed your names just the same. It's a shame you never met. Oh, it hurts you so. When people talk like you're not there, it stays in your soul. When people talk and you are young, it stays in your soul. Talk like you're not there, it stays in your soul. When people talk and you are young, it stays in your soul. Still you found your way. Sad you had to always keep it hidden. With a mother who lived her life alone and a dad who shared his regrets through poems. It was never gonna be easy. While you were still around, I wished I'd asked you. You never answered questions, but I wished I'd tried. So many pieces never put together. You kept it deep inside you and you never let it go.
Hey, I could listen to that all night long. What a neat song, Craig Paquette from his first solo album. And as you probably guess, most of our songwriters are from the Twin Cities area, but we do have a few from southern Minnesota, not many. Got, somebody from down close to Winona. Steve Buttel, and the other end of the state, Southwest, Bruce Bolt from Mountain Lake, Windham area, but most of them are in Twin Cities and north. So we don't care where the music comes from. We'll play it, and we'll play neighboring states and provinces. And yes, indeed. We usually try to talk a little bit about Winnipeg. Our friends are listening up there. And we're going to tell you a little story when we do beer news. Now, the beer news isn't about Winnipeg, but related news. And I hope that this COVID opens up so I can go exploring up in Manitoba. Maybe I'll even get the Flin Flon. Well, this next lady, well, and you know, we don't play favorites on the show, but she's really one of our favorites. Her name is Annie Fitzgerald. Her music's been described as a blend of Tori Amos's intellectual appeal, Sarah McLachlan's mystical charm, and Edie Brickell's Baroque spirit. How do you like that? Honored by the Songwriters Hall of Fame as an artist to watch, Fitzgerald released her second album, You and Me in the Sun, on June 1st of 2018. She performed a lot of those songs at the theater at the University of Minnesota Crookston campus, at which I and Andy went to, and it was a wonderful concert. So here's her contribution to tonight's show, titled I Won't Walk Away.
Shining a bright light on us.
You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, recycled, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. We go right to the source, the songwriter, for what we play on MHB. Had a great time two evenings ago listening to a songwriter's presentation by Matthew Griswold, who's placed over 300 songs on TV music themes. What am I trying to say? Films, TV shows and films, and just very enlightening as to what sort of approach you should look for, especially if you just listen to any movie like a Hallmark movie. You would be surprised if you really concentrate on how many songs are played during the movie and how the songs follow the theme of the movie. And that's how songwriters might want to approach it, where they could not even do full songs, but little passages that are thematic and present a narrative which supports the movie. And just a great time, and it was absolutely free of charge, done on Zoom. Matthew Griswold, check him out. He said he's got a trailer. He said he makes more money from the trailers than actually having his songs in the movie. That's something. And anyway, it was fun. And that was all set up by the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. So check them out at mnsongwriters.org. They have lots to offer. And we do a show strictly dedicated to them the first Thursday of every month. Well, this next gentleman's name is Ross William Perry, and he's a gifted singer-songwriter guitarist who's been doing his homework since a tender age of 4, and it shows. Focused on a lifetime of playing his music, Ross has been a rising star on the Midwest blues scene since graduating high school. Boy, is he old, in 98. Blending his blues, rock, and jazz influences, I'm just teasing Ross. Ross has created a sound that is distinctively his own and never fails to impress. Ross, you're 30 years younger than your host here. Here's Ross William Perry with I Wanna on Homebrew. Time, yeah.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, I hope that woke you up. Ross William Perry with I Wanna here on Homebrew. We always, almost always, I should say, try to share some beer news. And this is titled Sheets Collaborates with Pennsylvania Brewery on Beer Made with, Greg Connor, are you listening? Hot dogs. Yes, indeed. Now, before we get to the story, I want to mention that I was quite surprised to hear that my hot dog stand, which I revere in the Forks in Winnipeg, the Forks is like a big little boutique shopping center and a food court. Well, they have abandoned the food court concept for a food hall concept. I know it's just mincing words, but really what a food hall is an upscale food court, gourmet, if you will. And they took out the hot dog stand that I absolutely loved, and they had the most wonderful poutine, and they've put in a gourmet hot dog stand titled Wiener Peg. And you should see the hot dogs they have there. They have a Chicago dog. They have a chili dog. They have dogs that are European, which tend to have pork in them, where the Americans seem to like all beef hot dogs, which I think just kind of suck. And anyway, I can't wait to get up there. So in time, Memorial Day grilling, Sheets has rolled out another fun collaboration beer. The Altoona, Pennsylvania-based chain teamed up with Neshaminy Creek Brewing in Croydon to brew Project Hop Dog, the 5.5% dry hopped IPA made with Sheets hot dogs, is selling at about 100 Sheets stores, including several in central Pennsylvania. The brewery calls Hop Dog a West Coast style IPA, dry hopped with Nugget and Centennial hops and a ceremonial edition of Sheets hot dogs. The brew is described as refreshing and dry with delicate hops flavors of citrus and pine. No mustard taste? Hop Dog enjoys a growing list of Sheets collaboration beers. In the past, it's released Project Brewberry Muffins, made by Evil Genius Brew Company in Philadelphia, and Project Coffee Hops by Rusty Nail Brewing Company in Mifflinburg. The brews have been known to sell out quickly, so if you're interested, act fast. Hop Dog sells in 16-ounce four-packs at select stores for only $7.99. My Lord, you got to pay twice that for a four-pack around here, even more up north. Packages are limited to 3 per customers, and you can go on Sheets's, that's S-H-E-E-T-S, website to get more information and where to find that wonderful beer. Hop Dogs. Hop Diggity Dogs. Here's Jess Morrison with I Don't Wanna.
Thank you.
How do you like that? I sure do. I love that, forgive me for saying, but cheesy organ in there. But it's made to sound like that because Jess Morrison loves 60s pop music. And it sort of reminded me of the old Farfisa organ that my band member Mike Cobb used to play in a group called The Lovin' Kind back in 1966. Mike's lost in action somewhere in Arizona, didn't show up. He didn't show up at our 50th class reunion because he didn't know about it, because we couldn't get a hold of him, try as we did. Well, up next, Tim Cheesebrow is a Minnesota singer-songwriter from the Twin City area, and he's contributed many songs to our show. Thank you, Tim. This one is called I Ain't Going Anywhere. You're listening to Homebrew.
Wanted a place to call our own. Built a house near the edge of town. Broke our backs, worked our fingers to the bone. Sacrificed all we could to pay the loan. Years later on a warm summer night, the skies fell and the water ran too high. It didn't matter how hard we tried or swept away, except you and I. I don't wanna wait to see your face. When we were young, we had time to waste. We made too much things that fade away. The rest got a job, climbed rung by rung. The air got cold as I got higher from the ground. After 40 years working dusk till dawn, no one noticed when I was gone. Don't wanna wait to see your face. When we were young, we had time to waste. We made too much of things that fade away. The rest is old. I ain't going anywhere. You stayed at home, you kept the light. You raised the kids till they were burning bright. Now they're open someone else's sky. Our rooms are large and our house is quiet. I don't want to wait to see your face. When we were young, we had time to waste. We made you mine. Things that fade away, the rest is yours. I ain't going anywhere. Yeah, the rest is yours. I ain't going anywhere.
Tim Cheesebrow with I ain't going anywhere. Well, my English teacher, Mrs. Yoder, would be appalled at that use of ain't. I use it for emphasis, but in everyday language, nah, not too much of an English major for that. That's American English, not British English. Yeah. Like when I went to Iceland and I saw all these signs in restaurants say takeaway, takeaway, takeaway. And I'm, what is that? Well, that's what the Brits call takeout food.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
We got a two-pack of outstate artists. First one is Sam Dubois, born in Minnesota but raised in Prescott, Wisconsin. Now, Prescott, Wisconsin is on the Mississippi River on the west side of Pierce County. I used to teach high school English in Pierce County, Wisconsin. And it's in the news here in Thief River Falls recently because our new superintendent is from the Prescott, Wisconsin school system. A lady, I apologize, I don't know her name, but we're excited about getting her and wish her all the best. Back to Sam Dubois. He says he writes a lot about personal life experiences. And his new band, Red Moon Winter, and he are working on a... have just released his second album called Secondhand Smoke, from which this comes. It's called I Don't Want to Live Forever. Just 150 years, maybe.
I don't want to live forever. I just want to see the break of day in the morning. Make it last all day. To live a life that's short and brief, a life worth living. If I die in the morning, won't you please turn down your light? And I don't want to live forever. I just want to make it until tomorrow. If I die before the time, please remember me in sorrow. You're the one, my dear, the only one that could have loved me fully. If I die in the morning, won't you please turn down your light? And I don't want to live forever. I just want to say goodbye. Hate to leave you so soon. Please don't cry. I was meant for something greater, but now I must go. Let me pass away in the sunrise, so please turn down your light. See the nearing dawn in the morning. Please know I'll be gone. And though my body will rot and decay, the memories will stay. How I loved you always, and I died in your arms. And I don't want to live forever. I don't want to live forever. And I don't want to live forever. And I don't want to live forever. But now I am gone.
I think her biography is spot on when it says that she is has a seductive and soulful voice. Her name is Ann Deming. She lives in Hudson, Wisconsin, and her voice has been poetically phrased also as moving gracefully through bluesy growls to clear, tender passages. Well, let's move from Ann Deming to Roy Holdren, who was born in Kansas, raised in South Dakota, but has been playing recently in Minnesota. Not so recently, since the early 80s, actually, playing in bands such as Sweetwater, Live Wire, Massey Ferguson, Ringer, the Alfalfa Males, and now with Buffaloaf. And he's the co-coordinator for the Twin Cities Workshop of the Nashville Songwriters Association International. Here's Roy Holdren with I Know Right Where It Hurts as we play songs with the word I in them this evening. Ain't We Clever?
Excuse me for being rude, I don't mean to intrude, but what you're going through couldn't be clearer. May I pull up a chair? I saw you sitting there, and I recognize that stare from my own mirror. I ain't a doctor, I don't play one on TV, but I'm someone you can talk to, and I think that's what you need. Believe me, I know right where it hurts. I know right where it hurts. Please tell me if I'm wrong. Half of your heart feels gone. It's like he's walking on the parts that I'm missing. You wonder if and when you'll ever trust again, and you could use a friend. Well, I'm here to listen. I ain't a doctor, I don't play one on TV, but I'm someone you could talk to, and I think that's what you need. Believe me, I know right where it hurts. I know right where it hurts. I don't play one on TV, but I'm someone you can talk to, and I think that's what you need. Believe me, I know right where it hurts. I know right where it hurts. Your heart will mend in time, but in the meantime, your heart can lean on mine. I ain't a doctor and I'd never claim to be, but I'm someone you can talk to, and I think that's what you need. Believe me, I know right where it hurts. I ain't a doctor, I don't play one on TV, but I'm someone you can talk to, and I think that's what you need. Believe me, I know right where it hurts. I know right where it hurts. I know right where it hurts.
Roy Holdren here on Minnesota Homebrew. Invite you to join us again next week as we try to put together a show full of tuneful tunes here from northwestern Minnesota. Again, if you know any songwriters out there that would like us to play their songs on our show, just send them to minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com. I really appreciate all of you keeping me company. I'm getting hungry because my wife just called and said she's over picking up some tacos at the Driftwood Wagon on the south end of town. Don't you just love food wagons? Well, we liked the song we played last week by The Wrong Omar so much, we're going to do another one this evening. You can't go wrong with The Wrong Omar's roots, folk, rock, with blues harp stories and rock and roll aphorisms. Here's Joey Shaheen and gang sending us home. And never forget, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. And we'll see you next week, God willing, on Minnesota Homebrew. Here's The Wrong Omar with How I See You.
Play all the auditions.